Welcome. This lesson is called Finishing Tracks Faster, focused on drum and bass in Ableton Live. The goal is simple. Get an idea into a solid, finishable draft in one focused session, about 2 to 4 hours, and build a repeatable workflow so you can do it again and again. I'll walk you through a beginner-friendly, practical workflow using Ableton stock devices only, with concrete settings, time targets, and teacher tips to stop you chasing perfection. Start by setting the tempo to 174 BPM. That's a sweet spot for rolling drum and bass. Quick principles to keep in mind as we go. First, start with a playable skeleton. Drums, bass, and one lead or pad. Second, use templates, groups, and macros so you can make fast decisions. Third, commit early. Resample or freeze things you like so you don't endlessly tweak. Fourth, time box tasks and work in 3 stages. Sketch, build, polish. When in doubt, ask 2 quick questions. Does this add energy and does this read on headphones or phone? If the answer is no, mute it and move on. Step 1. Prep and template. Spend 10 to 15 minutes setting up a template so nothing slows you down later. Create these tracks, a drum rack called drums inside a drum bus group, a bass group with separate sub and mid tracks, one instrument track for your vocal lead or pad, an FX group for risers and impacts, and a master chain. On the master chain, edge utility first for gain staging, then EQ8 with a high pass at around 20 Hz, then saturator, set to analog clip with drive around 2, then glue compressor set to a fast response, then multiband dynamics gently, and finally a limiter with ceiling at negative 0.3 dB. Save this as a live template so it's ready when you start a session. On the drum bus chain, use utility followed by EQ8 to high pass at 30 Hz, a saturator drive between 2 and 4, and a glue compressor at about 4 to 1 ratio, attack near 5 milliseconds and release around 1 to 3 tenths of a second. Keep the bass group split into sub and mid tracks so you can treat the mono low and separately from the character layer. Naming and color coding is helpful here. Red for drums, blue for bass, green for lead, gray for FX. It speeds visual scanning and focus. Next, fast drum setup. Pick a break. Something like an amen or a clean funk break. Drag it into an audio track and set warp mode to beats with 1/4 or 1/8 chosen to preserve transients. Right-click the sample and slice to a new MIDI track. Choose transients or beats and have it use Simpler. That gives you a drum rack style kit you can play and rearrange quickly. Build an 8-bar core loop. Program a tight kick and snare pattern. Add hi-hat and ghost snare rolls with 16th and 32nd notes for movement, and adjust velocity for human feel around 70 to 120. On the drum rack chains for kick and snare, add an EQ8, HB at 30 Hz, then a compressor set around 4 to 1 with attack 1 to 5 milliseconds and release around 50 milliseconds, and a saturator drive 2 to 6 for character. On the drum bus, add a glue compressor for slight glue and punch, attack 3 to 6 milliseconds. Duplicate and vary 1-bar patterns for fills rather than designing fills from scratch. Now the bass. The rolling groove is a 2-layer bass, a pure sub and a mid-res or textured lead bass. For the sub, use operator, set oscillator to a sine wave, drop the octave 1 or 2 steps, and play long notes that follow your root notes. Put operator into an EQ8 with a low shelf boost at 60 to 80 Hz if the sub needs more weight, high pass at 20 Hz to remove rumble, then utility with width set to 0% to keep the low-end mono. For the mid layer, use wave-eatable or operator with 2 slightly detuned saws. Add a low-pass filter around 6 to 800 Hz, and use an auto-filter with a slow LFO sync to 1/4 or 1/2 for subtle movement. On the mid-chain, put an EQ8 to cut 50 to 100 Hz so it doesn't clash with the sub, then saturator drive around 3 to bring harmonics, and glue compressor to glue the mid layer. Group the sub and mid and add a sidechain compressor key to the drum bus or the kick and snare. Start with a ratio around 4 to 1, attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release roughly 80 milliseconds, and set the threshold so you see 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on drum hits. This gives you that classic pump and space for the drums. A couple of quick sound design tips. For a fast res in operator, use 2 saws detuned a few cents. Add slight FM from one oscillator to the other to roughen the harmonics, then HP at 40 Hz and maybe notch 2 to 300 Hz if it's muddy. If the low end feels weak, solo the bass and the master with utility width at 0, listen on headphones, and add a narrow EQ boost at 60 to 80 Hz with Q around 0.6. Next, pick one focal lead or pad. Keep it simple, a 2 to 4 bar melody or texture. Put it in an instrument rack and map one macro to control filter cutoff and send amount to reverb. Use auto filter with subtle LFO movement and a reverb return set to decay between 2 and 4 seconds with dry slash wet around 10 to 20%. In the drop, open the cutoff and crank the reverb send back for impact. Remember, a single identifiable lead keeps the track coherent and finishable. Arranging fast, use the sketch, build, polish method. Stage 1, the skeleton. Take 15 to 20 minutes to lay out a 32 to 64 bar structure. Intro, build, drop, break, second drop. Duplicate your drop loop for the second drop and change a few notes or drums for variety. Stage 2, transitions. Spend 10 to 15 minutes adding risers, impacts, and a reverse clap or short pitch up into the drop. Use automation for filter sweeps and volume builds over 4 to 8 bars. Stage 3, quick mix and commit. Spend 15 to 20 minutes balancing levels with drums and bass dominant, freezing and flattening heavy chains, and resampling layered sections. This audio version is shortened for playback.